Much. And first of all, you allow me to congratulate the panel because I was thinking about the World Humanitarian Summit in 2016. Many of you might have participated in that. And there started the idea of joint analysis and planning of humanitarian and development actors. And I think today we heard quite a lot of examples where it's already in place and coming from concept to implementation. So I agree to the World Bank colleague, we have to get much stronger in implementation. But nevertheless, I think this forum, and I would like to thank UNHCR for the forum, really is a step ahead, listening to people who really want to implement this now. So from the German government, I can tell you that Germany is committed to support the reform of the international refugee response system and to strengthen the implementation of the HDP nexus in displacement context. As co-chair of the OECD DAC International Network on Conflict and Fragility, Germany was actively involved in drafting the nexus recommendations. And as mentioned before from the OECD, we promote the implementation of the recommendations also specifically in context of forced displacement. BMZ supports a common position on supporting refugee situation endorsed by INCAF, and we commit to working with all relevant actors to jointly implement its principles and promote the efficient and effective use of financing to address forced displacement, because we already have evidence that the efficiency is really high if we do it. On the national level, the German government committed to a comprehensive policy approach, for example, by adopting interministerial guidelines in 2017 for its engagement in crisis context. Since 2019, the Federal Foreign Office and BMZ are linking up Germany's humanitarian assistance and developing cooperation in 12 pilot countries through joint analysis and planning process, and we already get learning processes out of that. And Jordan, for example, is one country where we really intensively work in. So what do we think, what is important to go this path? The early involvement of development cooperation actors in refugee context is key. From hour one on, I listened to this from in different panels. And we have to strengthen the resilience and self-reliance of refugees and the host communities, what we are doing in the context of the Syria crisis for about 9 years. As mentioned by JICA and also by other panelists, it's so important to support the communities and to support the governments, being it local governments and or national governments, to include refugees into their plans and to make visible that only with the governments we can solve certain problems. It's important to have flexible instruments. We learned this as development cooperation in bilateral context. Sometimes we didn't have the instruments. So we created two new initiatives. One, the special initiative on forced displacement. And with this initiative, we already reached 10 million people in nearly 50 countries since 2014. And the idea is to improve living conditions and create opportunities for refugees and their hosts. And I would like to quote Filippo Grandi in his opening speech. It's about saving lives, but it's also about improving lives. And he mentioned that he takes into his vision refugees and host communities. And I think this is a strong signal from this forum. We also have an instrument that is called transitional development assistance, and this strengthens the resilience of individuals and institutions. It's multi-sectoral, multi-risk approach, and we can integrate their different UN organizations. For example, we work with World Food Programme and UNICEF jointly in Ethiopia. With this transitional development assistance, we already reached 40.5 million people in more than 20 countries, and here for me the fact of scaling up by partnering is very important in the nexus. We heard from Uganda the open door policy. Thank you so much. I would like really to congratulate Uganda for that. And I would like also to mention here the CRRF, where we coordinate with UNHCR in water, in sanitation, and in employment promotion. So partnering for me is essential. It's partnering, and we partner, for example, as I mentioned, with the dual mandate institutions, World Food Programme and UNICEF. It's partnering, it's local, and it's scaling up, and let's do it together. And I think this is a strong signal from this forum. Thank you very much for organizing it.